pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, what do you think of these so far?
With camp?
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, I'm excited about this
team.
I think every owner is pretty excited about their team. If they're not this time of year, they're in deep trouble. But, you know, this is a team. They have a great core of veterans, and I like what I've seen so far in practice. And it's been really nice today to see the respect that the players have had for Andre. You know, it's a special week for us. How are you?
Obvious follow-up question is: there have been years this team was in deep trouble. So, therefore, were there years you weren't very excited?
Well, I learned that the years I was most excited about the upcoming season, I had the biggest disappointment. So, I learned that things can change, and you want to chill, and you never know what's going to happen. Things happen in this league that are out of your control, but. You know, barring some injury, we should be okay. And our objective is to make the playoffs. And I think we've improved our defense, and if our offense can stay any near where it was. And I think we've added good folks for our special teams. So we should be a very competitive team.
What specifically have you seen specifically that makes you think the team's going to be better or as competitive?
It's kind of hard to be better. We just need them to be good enough to make the playoffs, and then you all know no one knows what happens. So we got to win our division, and that's how we assure ourselves. But it looks like everyone in our division has gotten stronger. So it'll be a competitive year, but, you know, it's an exciting time for us.
Based on what you saw last year, can you now say that Randy Moss is one of the best gambles you guys ever made?
Well, that wasn't a big gamble.
Uh-huh.
You know, we knew Randy Moss was a great player. It's just the risk for us was how we'd fit into this system. And I think everyone here knows that Randy's about football first and winning. And he's a very competitive guy. And he made a catch in yesterday's practice that was just, I don't know if you saw going down the sidelines. It was just unbelievable. But a lot of how good he is the supporting cast he has, and having Wes Welker and Tom Brady and Jabbar Gaffney and a good offensive line and good running backs, that makes him a lot better.
Do you get a sense that these guys are coming into the season with a chip on their shoulder because of the way things ended?
I don't think it's a chip on their shoulder. I think they believe they're good. You know, they just have to work hard and understand the assignments and know they're not going to make mistakes. You know, I think part of what's going on here, while I was out here today, you saw the refs, the penalties that happen. One guy goes out of bounds, another guy on defense goes offsides. That's the kind of stuff that kills you, because half of all games are decided by 7 points or less, and then 25% or half of those games decided by 3 points or less. So it's a lot of little things.
Andre suggested at his news conference today, he didn't come out and say it, but suggested that you belong in the Hall of Fame. What's your reaction to that?
I try to talk about things I know about. I have no comment on that.
Robert, can you talk about what you feel like to present Andre?
You know, Andre has given me a great thrill. Think about it. I was a fan sitting when he was drafted, and I watched him. I was sitting on the metal benches with all the same way these people are here 26 years ago. And someone said to me, you know, 26 years later, he's going to ask you to be his presenter. I mean, that's just, I didn't own the team. You know, it's just a sports fantasy dream. I mean, think about if you're passionate about the game of football. To have someone you watch play ask you to introduce them, you know, the Hall of Fame. I can't. He's given me an honor. You can't buy it, and you try to earn it in a way. But it's just I'm very thankful to him, and he's one of the most classy guys that's ever come through our doors. He's a very quiet guy, and he doesn't say a lot of things. But anyone who knows him has great respect for him, and just a high grade person.
What do you take from the last year or so? What do you think you've learned over the last year? Everything that's happened, going undefeated.
What I've learned is
what have you learned?
To stay on top, you can't lose that edge, and you've got to keep working at it. And think, when every team plays us, their best game comes out. And everyone is trying to either raid our players, our coaches, or disrupt us any way they can to try to knock us down. So it's very important that our key managers and players all stay together, stay focused, and don't ever let anyone get in the middle of us and try to split us. This past year was a great test of that, you know, and I think for this team to go 18-0 and do what they did and play in the Super Bowl the way they did, you know, we've been privileged to own the team 14 years and gone to 5 Super Bowls in 14 years. We're pretty honored by that. Thank you.
Take care.